Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He always speaks from the heart. The Lord has so much to say to His people. He loves us in real time. And with all that said, when we take the Lord at His word, trusting Him, expect the best things to happen. Wherever we apply the word of God, we apply it in faith. And we expect the best things to happen. Whatever the word promises us, it is God's will to receive it. If God gave the promise, He fully intended to back you up if you believe it. Now, I sought the Lord about something that was difficult to me at the time. And He assured me, see, cold religion will water down everything. And you won't believe the truth anymore if you take heed to any form of bad advice. And all the enemy has to do is get you to doubt in your heart. And then it nullifies your great faith. So the Lord told, and as I was seeking Him, He said, "What you push, I push. What you pull, I pull." When we believe God for something, we're acting on His word. The enemy is trying to stop us. God gave Israel the promised land, but they had to possess it. They had to go drive out the Philistines. God gave you a new heart, but you have to drive out the old mindsets that try to interfere with that brand new heart God gave you. With a brand new heart, you can conquer sin. You can keep the law. You can fulfill the law. You can operate according to the much higher law, which is love. The love of God is in you. That's why faith is in you. If you have love, you also have faith. With a new birth, we all share the measure of faith. We have a measure of faith, and our measure of faith can be increased. The way we measure God's word can always increase. It can ever increase. There's no limit to how strong you can become. There's no limit to how much you can receive of God's knowledge and God's wisdom. It's up to you. As we start learning from the law, it's easier to learn from the law, and there's so much that we can learn. For too long, we've been looking at the limited side of life. Other people act limited. The people that inspire us in the Lord, they even act limited. And they are limited. Because we know in part. And as long as we know in part, we have limitations. But limitations are sitting there waiting for us to overcome them, override them, overrule them, receive more light, and expose them. All of our limitations are temporary, all of them. When we see the Lord as He is, we'll be like Him. We'll have a renewed mind when we see His face. We won't be able to die because our bodies will be new. The Lord gave us a new heart. At the rapture, the dead in Christ arise first. We get a new body. So that means the dead will have their new body a few moments before the living. So we have a glorified body. And then we'll see God face to face. And we'll be like Him. Our mind renewed. Now, I've always understood it that way. We're supposed to endeavor to renew our mind now. And we can get as far as we want to. As far as we can conceive. Even beyond that, we can become. As we pay attention to the Lord, He'll guide us into all truth and help us learn all things. And as we go forward in life, we learn greater things, we operate in greater ways, we see things in a greater way, we do things in a greater way. We live according to the living love of God, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. He wants to stop us, but he can't. If we don't let Him interfere with our will, He can't stop us. Good training will help us prevent Him in every area of life there is. The love of God is true. the love of God is for us. God is on our side. Cold religion wants to stop us, but it can't. Watch this. If you live according to the light enough, those who love the cold religious way will be embarrassed to speak against you. And those who are of the truth will forsake what's worse for what is much better. And the devil knows this. He's going to lose a lot of agents. The ones that really love God, that don't know better, and operate according to the cold religious world system, the enemy will lose those when the light shines bright. That's the only way it will happen. More light has to come in, whether they study the word and receive it that way or see it in others operating in it. However it comes, it will come. If somebody start walking on water, other people will start walking on water. In every circle where God performed healing miracles, people start believing for healing miracles. Because we need Him. We need His love. We need everything that He's provided us with. He's given us great things. Good things are in store for those who love the Lord. And as we take Him at His word, we go forward in life in every capacity. Old things are done away with, and everything becomes new in the Lord. We don't have to go back to the old stubborn way of the world's cold religion and the world's turned shoulder from God. People's first response is to do things the way that they've seen others do them. But when people start following God and seeking after Him, they change everything. Especially when they live a life, when they live according to the marvelous love of God. Many times people have gravitated towards the power of God, great faith, receiving blessings from God. But that doesn't win souls, as much as the love of God. Those who learn to love people, they are more effective. They become much wiser. When you love God, everything is easy to receive. When you love people, everything is easy to do. A drug dealer wanted to stop selling drugs, and he desperately tried to stop selling drugs because he saw what it was doing. I seen him almost get in a fight with a guy. And the Lord gave me a dream about him. That he wanted to stop selling drugs, and the Lord told me to tell Nate. In the dream, he was trying. And when I woke up, the Lord told me to tell Nate to love his people, and he'll have no problem to stop selling them drugs. And I went to his house to tell him. He wasn't there. He used to come home and watch Jeopardy every day. He lived on the other side of town. I went over to his house. He wasn't there. I left him a note. But by the time I got home and got out of my truck, he was right behind me. And we sat on my back steps, and we was talking about the dream. I told him about the dream, and I told him what the Lord said. And he stopped. He bought a wrecker, and he started pulling cars. When I had my shop, he used to pull cars to my shop. God is good, folks. He will help you stand. He will help you live greater lives. He will help you in every way of life. He won't hold back from you. He cares about you deeply. And He will help you greatly. We serve a mighty God. And He's good. And He has so much to say. And there's so much to do. There's so many lives on the line. But as we go forward, we will see God greatly move all throughout our lives. and it will be glorious, a wonderful thing. Consider living without limits. Jesus said, "My Father always hears my prayers." And I said, well, I want God to always hear. He always hears our prayers. But the answers I was after didn't manifest as fast as I thought they should. And I wanted God to answer all my prayers, to hear all my prayers. But he actually does. Some things take longer periods of time than others. Things have to happen, Lord, you know, but I promise you, it won't always seem so slow. As you begin to learn God's ways and operate according to his word, everything gets easier. It becomes easier to believe him, easier to receive from him, easier to understand the marvelous works of God. And while you're believing, don't focus on what's not. Never focus on what's not. Focus on what is. Focus on the life of God. Focus on where you're going, not where you've been. Don't focus on the daily struggle. Focus on him. Look at him. Look at his word. Observe him. Enjoy his presence. If you still feel downcast, just sing praises and worship songs. And sometimes you'll sense his presence, but don't focus on whether you sense his presence or not. Just worship him because he's worthy. And everything's going to go fine. Pray in the Holy Spirit. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, the Lord will help us pray perfect prayers. Perfect prayers. The Word of God will help us pray those perfect prayers in faith. Now, this is why one thing doesn't nullify another. Praying in the Holy Spirit doesn't nullify the need to study the Word. It all works together for the same, to help us do the same thing. It all works together to help us operate throughout life. Studying the Word, receiving God's Word in our hearts does its part, while praying in the Holy Spirit does its part, while praying with knowledge with understanding does its part, and seeking the Lord does another part. See, when you seek the Lord, you start a process of life. Every time you seek him for answers, you become a candidate to learn even greater things. But sitting back doing nothing, waiting on God to come and solve the problem, is not going to work. He expects us all to take whatever word we need and speak it throughout our lives, so that we can do all that's in his heart and all that we need to do. The living word of God is here to help us throughout all of our lives. We don't have to wait indefinitely for the promises of God. We just believe it. We take him at his word. We speak his word and go forward in life. We grow from glory to glory, and we always win. We will have the changes we're after. We will see the greater works as we go forward. And every enemy that comes along to stop us, we'll just overcome that. And all the naysayers, they'll speak, but their voice will be diminished. Because the voice of the Lord will become louder to us and greater. And we will hear him. And we'll defeat the world with his words and with his knowledge and with a greater understanding. And I love hearing from the Lord, hearing him receiving his knowledge. His knowledge and his wisdom makes things so easy for us, you know. You know, as you receive his word inside your heart, you find yourself doing what you didn't think you could do. You find yourself winning when you didn't used to win. You find yourself standing when you didn't used to stand. You find yourself laughing when you used to cry. And everything gets greater. And your life becomes bolder and better. You're gonna love it. I love the living things of God. They always work. They always, everything of God is greatly beneficial. And I wanna see the greater things happen in life. God is too good. He's too good to ignore. We need his word. We need to speak his word in life. We need to operate according to his perfect, holy word. Everything of God is holy, folks. It's pure. There's nothing, there's no adultery in it. There's no sin in it. The kingdom of God is not infiltrated. The enemy is trying to infiltrate our thoughts so he can work against us. The only way he can win is to deceive us out of our blessings. To get us to believe that we're on our own, unworthy, unprofitable, anything negative, doubtful dispositions. That's the only way he wins. And time you say stop, he's got to quit. No matter how he feels, no matter how he feels his progress is really working. When any Christians tell him to stop, he's got to stop whatever he's doing. He's got to stop according to the demand of the Christian. Any Christian. As we live according to God's glorious word, we last. Everything in our lives become enhanced. And we last. Whatever we learn in the Lord helps us to last. It helps us to stand, as we endeavor to go forward. It helps us to conquer and keep what we retain, what we've received. Every blessing of the Lord, it comes at a price. Jesus paid that price. And then we're building our lives with his life, with his word, with his light, and not our own. Not our own wisdom and understanding, but with his. And we receive greater truths as we speak his word in life. Don't wait on the Lord to do it for you. Speak his word. Speak it wherever you need it. Wherever you need healing, speak the word. Wherever you need a breakthrough, speak the word. Don't wait on God to approve it. You speak it. We don't have to wait on the Lord to approve what part of his word we speak. We just speak it wherever we need it. Wherever we need it, wherever we need a blessing, that's where we speak the word of God. It's not hard. It's easy. It's easier to win in life than to lose throughout our lives. It's easier to stand than sit down. It's easier to go forward than go backwards. Everybody who go backwards And everybody who sit down when they should be standing, they're just not going forward. They've chosen not to stand. They made a choice not to endeavor to go forward. It's easier to speak God's life into your life and have a better life than to stop going forward and take what seems to be the easy way out. That's really the cheap way out. Never take the cheap way out. It's just like the college student that quits and the college student that finishes. The one that finishes what he set out to do and applies faith in his life, he's going to be greatly rewarded for his efforts. But the man that quits, he has a harder time prospering in the long run. And the effort that he could have put forth in the few years, he's going to put forth a multiplied amount of effort throughout the rest of his life. And that's just the way it is. So as we go forward in life, as we go forward doing the things of God, we live a greater life. As we put forth the effort where we should put the effort for, it will heal a problem in our life, and we can continue to live better. There's no way to prosper perfectly by skipping steps. Whatever you do in life, if you skip a step, if you take a shortcut, it's really not a shortcut. I'm not talking about doing things in a wiser way, in a better way, in a more efficient way. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about skipping a step. For instance, if you try to take authority over Satan, but your life is not fully submitted to God, it's not going to work. You won't be able to defeat Satan if you give in to any form of deception or any kind of rebellion or any kind of... If he has place in your life, you're not going to be able to defeat him, as if your life was totally submitted to God. If you know you're doing wrong and you're still trying to take authority over Satan, you tried to skip a step and it's not going to work right. But if you submit your life, therefore, to God, resist the enemy, he will flee from you. Satan will be glad to run from you. He'll rather run from you than hang around and get boogered up by the angels, because you put a demand on your life, or you put a demand on the earth that he has to obey you. Satan's power is through deception. He's not powerful. God stripped him of his power. He uses lies, deceit, and illusion, and tempts people with their weaknesses in order to get to drive them into forms of rebellion so he can conquer their lives. People who try to take shortcuts, the enemy always finds a way to defeat them. They can't get rid of their nagging problems. But those who take the Lord at his word, those who seek the Lord, those who learn him, those that know their God, they would do mighty exploits. They will live the greater lives. They don't have to compromise, and they know it, and they refuse to compromise in life. And as they endeavor, the knowledge of God spreads throughout their lives, and they become greater at what they do, better at what they do, more efficient, and they live a life that God can truly bless. That's what I like. I want to see the people of God be the people of God, do the things of God. And I love the Lord my God, and he deserves his people operating according to his living word. I love him. I want to see all people prospering throughout their lives. Now, as we go forward doing these things, we're going to be glad we did. Like I said earlier, we will last. 20 years from now, we'll be going forward. And some of you will become millionaires and billionaires before it's over, unless the Lord returns too fast. See, the life-giving way is an ever-increasing way. The goal should never be to prosper aimlessly. It should always be to fulfill the purpose of the kingdom of God, keeping it first. And then all the things you desire and want, they'll be added. And that's the healthiest way to prosper. To be in health and prosper as your soul prospers. If your soul is prospering, the rest of you is going to prosper. Whatever you're looking at, that will be the outcome of your actions. Whatever you see. If you're looking to the Lord, you'll start... It's weird. When you look to the Lord, even things you didn't intend on developing in your life, you had no clue that you could develop them in your life. But because you see him, greater things, you start speaking greater things, and you start doing the greater things because you see the Lord doing greater things. It's just like people who go to church. If young men go to church, or boys go to church, and they go to a good church, and the pastor loves God, and the pastor is not lazy, he's a hard worker, and he does his job, he ministers God's word as God's word is written. He ministers the spirit of God's word. He don't put a cold religious twist on the word of God. And he's not lazy. He's not trying to find an easy way to make money. He's not trying to pilfer the church. He's there to be a blessing, to help people train in the ways of God. And if he still has a job, he works the job, and if he's a hard worker and people know it, then everybody that's looking to him will expect to work hard too, because they'll see the honor in it. Now, when I was growing up, that's what happened to me. My daddy was a pastor, but he also worked a job, and he worked hard as under God. And he never complained about his job or his ministry. And he had to drive an hour away every weekend, spend the night Saturday, preach on Sunday, come back and be at work Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I seen him do that for years. And all the men in the neighborhood worked jobs. They worked in plants. They were welders and carpenters. They did good, you know, they did good blue collar work. And even one of my cousins was a pastor. My dad's first cousin was a pastor. Rufus Hamby, we called him R.H. And when my mother wanted to refinish the garage downstairs, he did excellent work. He made it look like it came with the house that way. And it was beautiful. And I saw men doing good work. It wasn't sloppy work. It was good work. And I'll never forget it. So I expected to be no different. I didn't expect to grow up and be sorry. I had too much good example to be sorry, to be lazy sorry, to be worthless, to do nothing. I had too much good example. And no lazy man has ever impressed me. The only people that impress me are people who work as under God. Not even people who are given riches. They don't impress me either. especially if they mess all the money up. I kind of feel sorry for them. If that was a gauge, they would be more hopeless to me, unless they repented. It doesn't matter how much a person has, it's how they get what they have. Did they get it honestly? I respect a man who was given much and then increased much. But a man that works every day and builds his life, you don't get any better than that, in my eyes. As long as you're doing things honorably. I don't want money dishonorably. I don't want money all false pretense. And I don't want money from the wicked either. I want money to come right, not through wicked devices. Abraham didn't receive money from the king of Sodom. But some people will let anybody give in their minute. I won't do it. If the Lord puts a check in my spirit, I'll send it back. Because God, I honor God. I love Him. And I invite people to give to this ministry when there's no strings attached, because I'm not going to quell the word of God for money. Anybody that wants to do that, I'd rather for them just hold on to it. Just keep it. Ask the Lord what they want. What do you want them to do with that money?